Today, we continue our series on sex trafficking. Milwaukee has a reputation as a hub for the crime. As we reported yesterday, people who fall prey to traffickers span all ages and genders. They include all racial and ethnic backgrounds and sexual orientations and identities. But they tend to have one thing in common, some sort of vulnerability that a trafficker can exploit. One survivor from Milwaukee shares her story with WUWM's Mayan Silver.
Michelle is originally from Milwaukee's North Side. Lotus Legal Clinic connected us with her and vouches for her story. Michelle is not the woman's real name, but we are using it to protect her identity. She's a sex trafficking survivor and says it was a milestone when she started sharing her experiences.
For a long time, due to the fear of being discriminated against and these preconceived notions about what it is to be trafficked, sex trafficked that is, more specifically, I was really too afraid to step out and tell people.
Michelle says she was trafficked from the ages of 19 to 24, first from Milwaukee to Chicago, then out west before she was able to find her way home. She says two things set her up to be trafficked at 19.
That desire to be loved, because I kept feeling like I was unloved in so many different areas of my life. And then that desire to have the material things that I saw some of the other youth around me having, that I associated with them having success and popularity.
One day, Michelle says she was walking to a bus stop from a friend's house on the Near West Side, and a stranger drove up to her and offered her a ride. She was depressed from a recent breakup and impulsive.
So I said, yeah, sure, you know, that way I don't have to get on the bus. And in the meantime, he engages me in this conversation. He's very nice, very friendly, very reassuring, you know, laughing, joking. Immediate comfort happens there.
She says she left with the impression that this was a very nice guy. In a short span of time, he took her to meet young women he called wife-in-laws, and she moved in with them. Michelle says he promised her affection and comfort and told her all she had to do was be loyal.
And then after a few days, he introduces the idea of you can have the world at your fingertips and all you have to do is have sex for money. And so then he takes me to Chicago and I turn my first trick there. I make $200, and to me, $200 is like, wow, this is a ton of money.
She didn't get to keep the money. The trafficker kept the money. And the women she was living with told her that was how things worked.
And by them reassuring me that, hey, this is okay, this is how we live, and it's us against the world, I'm thinking it's a very okay thing.
Not long afterward, the trafficker took her to work in Nevada. She ended up being trafficked by someone else in that state. Michelle said he occasionally gave her gifts, but he was also very violent.
In my personal situation anyway, he might give me a gift very few and far between, many beatings, bad beatings, beatings that let me know that, you know, I could potentially be killed by him if I didn't confer to what he wanted me to do. I can remember one beating that was so bad. Both of my eyes, I don't know if you've ever seen anybody's eyes bleed, but my eyes, both of them, literally like bled.
Michelle says a couple of days later, the trafficker had her go back out and sell her body.
I'm out there and I look, anybody with any sense would have been like, call 911 for this girl, because this girl is in a very bad way.
She says the Johns still paid for sex acts. Meanwhile, Michelle feared for her life because of her trafficker's violence. She says this is what ran through her mind.
He is going to kill you one day, and he is not going to care, and your family is not going to know what happened to you.
One day, Michelle said she fought her way out of a car, ran to a nearby hotel, and told a security guard she needed help. She was able to get in touch with her family and fly back to Milwaukee. Michelle says it's been 7 years since she got out of the life. She says she's had to fight criminal charges of prostitution and related crimes, spending years to get them vacated. The people that trafficked her, as far as she knows, never faced charges. Michelle has gone back to school and gotten a college degree, and she's seen a therapist. She says it was important to find someone who understood trafficking to address PTSD and mental health needs.
Well, what I've learned, and what's been absolutely beautiful for me, is understanding that I can either live in conflict with my past or I can reconcile my past to my present.
Michelle says one way she's reconciling her past with her present is by working with organizations that help other survivors of trafficking. We'll hear from some of those organizations tomorrow. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.